Okay, let's get into Sefer Shmuel Aleph Perecha Vav. David HaMelech is hiding out. He has already had the opportunity to kill Shaul. He does not. He cut his clothing a couple of prakim ago. The last parak is the story of Naval and Avigail and David HaMelech being prevented from killing Naval based on Avigail's pleading with him. Amazingly, the strong woman that she is stands up to David. David listens to her and eventually marries her at the end of the parak after Naval has a heart attack and dies. David marries Avigail. David marries Achinoam. And Michal is somehow, as we discussed at the end of the last year, no longer married to him, but with Palti. So, Perachavav, we get back that Shaul, again, is on the move trying to find David. David, the same people that gave up his hideaway earlier, the Zifim, they tell Shaul he's hiding. David comes, David's hiding, and Shaul comes, and he is encamped. David HaMelech wants to prove again to Shaul that he is not out to get him. David goes and infiltrates and ultimately takes Shaul's sword and his bottle of water, and he runs back to his mountain and he screams at Avner, who was supposed to be guarding Shaul. Even after he went in, everybody was sleeping. And he says, "You call that guarding? Who you call that guarding? What are you doing?" And everybody says, "Who is that? What happened? What happened?" David says, "Look for the king's sword, and you'll see." And they realize that David had infiltrated and even took the sword that was right at the head of Shaul HaMelech. And they realize again that David is only out for the good of the king. And Shaul, towards the end of the perek, you know, pleads and says, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." He even says, "Chatasi. As we will talk about, I've made such a great mistake." But David realizes by now that Shaul is beyond help in terms of trying. David will not lay a finger on him, will not touch him, being he's the Mashiach Hashem. But he alludes to the fact that he knows that Hashem will take care of Shaul very soon. And David goes home, and Shaul goes home as well. So that is the parak. Again, then continuing the theme of these last couple of prakim of Shaul trying to get David, David proving his innocence, and the fact that he's not out for anything negative against Shaul. Okay? Says the parak. Vayavo'u ha-zifim el Shaul ha-givas aleimor. The zifim, again, give over David's cover. Why they l'shem shamayim, right? Everybody still remembers what Shaul did to Novi Rakoanim. Or no, they were negatively viewing David. Hello, David. Mistater begivat hachila. David's here. Shaul gets up and he goes. He takes 3,000 men, all to try to find one little David. And this is already after David. Shaul already acknowledged that he was going to be the king, as we saw, and that's how why the Pasuk recorded that Shmuel died, because this was the ultimate recognition. Vayishlach David Meraglim. David says Meraglim. Vayedaki ba Shaul al Nachon. And he realizes that Shaul is encamping. Vayachem David vayavo al makom asher chan Hashem Shaul. David comes, he sees Shaul encamped. Vayar David as hamakom asher shachav sham Shaul. He's so close by. He sees Shaul sleeping. Va'avner ben Ner, Sar Tzva'o. And he sees Avner. We mentioned earlier, that's the Shaul's first cousin. Kish and Ner were brothers. And Avner ben Ner and Shaul were there. He was his guard, his general. V'Shaul shochei b'ma'agal. Shaul was in a inside the circle, being protected. V'ha'am chonin svivotav, and the am is surrounding him. And this is the vision that he sees. V'yandav rayomer lachi melech achiti v'lavishai ben Tsruya achi Yoav. First time we see these names. David says to Avishai. Avishai was his general. Avishai and Yoav are brothers, sons of Tsruya. And David says to the two of them, "Who's coming with me?" Miyeriniti. He didn't want to go alone. Maybe you're not allowed to go out balayla alone. Who's coming? Avishai says, "I'm going." We don't know what happened to Achimelech. Is it because he didn't want to go? Was he scared? Or just David needed one person? Unclear in the pasuk. But David says, "Who's coming with me?" So Avishai goes. Avishai goes with him. Vayomer Avishai, ani eredimach. David Avishai come. V'hinei Shaul shochiv yashin b'magal. Is he up close? They see. He's in a circle. He's in the middle of the circle. V'chaniso mu'ucha ba'aretz marashosav. And his sword is stuck into the ground right by his head. V'avner v'ha'am shochvim svivotav. And everybody is sleeping. Everybody is sleeping. Another parak of Tehillim that was written during this time. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Nun Ches. Lamnatzeach al tashcheis l'David michtam. Ha'umnam eilem tzedek tedaberim. Are you saying something that is righteous? Ha'umnam eilem, the mute. Meaning you don't have any answers for me. When was this parak written? Says Rashi there at the beginning of Tehillim Nun Ches. Mizmar ze amar al sheba el ha-ma'agal asher sho'ol shochev sham. V'lokachas achanis v'tzatzapichis. He brought the sword. He took the water, as we'll see. And he left, and he starts talking to them, and they have nothing to say. That's this pasuk. He went up close. He could have killed them. Ha'umnam alei elem tzedek tedaberun. Are you speaking tzedek? Meisharim tishpatu b'nei adam. Are you judging properly? Meaning, are you judging me properly? Says David. Af belev olos tifalun. In your heart, you have olos. You have sin. But aretz chamas yideichem tefalei sun. Right? It's chamas in your hands. It's treachery. David, again, this parak of Dilem is written to express David's feelings as he is on the run, as we have seen many prakim that are written. The parak ends off, as it always does, on a high note. Yismach tzadik chi chazanakam. The tzaddik is happy because he sees revenge taken. Pa'amav yirchatz bedam harasha. His feet will wash in the blood of the rasha. David is saying, but David in this parak, as he's singing this, he's saying, I'm not going to do it. I'm not touching, but Nakam is going to be taken. V'yomar Adam ach pri latzadik, ach yesh Elokim shoftim ba'aretz. Hashem is judge. Hashem takes care of everything. David says, I'm not worried. Hashem is my tzur and my goel. Hashem tzuriva goeli. So that's the parak that he composes as he is taking part in this story. V'yomar Avishael David, sigar Elokim hayomes ayivcha biyadecha. As David's people that were with him in the cave in En Gedi, Avishai says to David, see, Hashem must want this. Hashem is making everybody sleep. You're here. Now's the chance. V'ata akenuna b'chanis. Avishai realizes that David's not going to do it himself, but at least maybe he'll give permission. Avishai says, let me kill him. Akenuna b'chanis. Uva'aretz parachas. V'lo ashnelo. I'll kill him once. Boom. I won't have to try again. I'll get it right the first time. Let me do it. The Mefarshim discuss, the Mishmat Zalzav here discusses why the exact same story has to happen again. So he explains, it could be the first time was that, who knows, maybe now he'll get the message. Now that he sees, he really thinks that David is out to get him, but now that he sees David cut his shirt, that he could have killed him, and he didn't do anything, now he realizes. But now, after a second time, and he keeps fighting, so now maybe David has every right to, right? He's a nirdaf. Pam Shanis, Kishaba Sha'ul Amidbar Ziflov Akeshas David, he came back. So you see, he violated his oath. Ef Shalomar, Shekivan Shagam Zelo Azar, Limnoimeno Ludov Achre Shal, doing such a thing, so this time he could kill him, but Midin Rodev, Beloch Shashu Pikpuk. And the answer is, maybe he could have, but David did not touch him. David did not want it. So what happens? Avner says, let's do it. Vayomer David al Avishai, al Tashchi Sehu. Don't touch him. Who's going to touch the anointed one of Hashem? He's also the anointed one of Hashem. But who's going to touch the first anointed one? The Radak quotes that David had a feeling that Shaul was going to die soon. I mean, after all, David knew he was already anointed. He knew that Shmuel Hanavi, not taking the credit for himself, Shmuel Hanavi wouldn't have anointed him for nothing. So he had bitachon, he realizes that Hashem's going to take care of things, but he didn't want to take part in it. So he says, Mishalach Yod Mashiach Hashem Bonika, I'm not touching him, Yomar David. And then David says an important pasuk. Chai Hashem, he makes a shvua. Ki im Hashem yigafenu. Hashem could give him a plague. Hashem could make him sick. O Yomo Yavo Bameis, or his day will come and he will die. O Bamilchama Yeirat Vinispa, or he'll die in battle. But Chalila Li Me Hashem Mishloach Yadiv Mashiach Hashem. But I'm not going to get involved. What does this pasuk mean? He says three things. Maybe Hashem will hit him. Maybe his day will come and he'll die. Maybe in war he will be taken. The Radak, and even more explicitly the Ralbag here discusses a crucial philosophical topic, and that is, there is a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says a person is born, Hashem gives them a certain number of years to live. Is there a way, based on his own actions, to extend, Rahman al-Islam, based on someone else's actions, putting yourself in a dangerous situation that is your Bechira Chashis? Well, nothing's going to happen unless Hashem decreed it. But if somebody walks in front of a car, so then it's they're taking the law into their own hands. Says the Ralbag, that's what's happening here. Chai Hashem ki im Hashem yegafenu. Number one, the choice is, says the Ralbag, Ratzalam Alam Yiso below Ito Altada Onesh. Hashem has a certain amount of time, but he gives Bechira Chashis. So there's a certain amount of time Hashem says is allots to a person. If he sins, certain averis are, you know, cut off before one's time. That's the first phrase. Im Hashem yegafenu, because of his punishment. O yomo yavav ames, or the day that he was decreed. What's a lower? Haketz hamugba boluch yotz, ki ze haketz mischalef lefi eis haleida. When you're born, there's a specific time. O ba milchama, or in war. What's a lomar shu ba'atzmo, mitzad b'chiraso. What's milchama? He put himself into a dangerous situation. Yisabev sheyamus below ito. Somebody whose time hasn't come yet. Yitachein, says the Rabbag, bivo b'makom asakana. If he puts himself into a dangerous situation, or he does dangerous things, dangerous activities. Sheyamus below ito. If somebody smokes, you know, so then somebody smokes a lot, and they make themselves sick. So then, what? Kadosh Baruch Hu says a certain amount of time, but if naturally this is what it does to a person, so that's it. V'kfar zachru ze ba'alei chachmas mishpatei akochavim b'sifreihem v'hu od das torasenu hashlema. The Torah believes in this too. V'lazet sivsa la'asos ma'ake ligagim l'maleit haba'im shamei anafila. Unbelievable raya. We know there's a mitzvah asay and a lo sasay. V'lo sasim damim b'veisecha. Rabbi Yossi's a ma'ake l'gagecha. Put up a ma'ake. So what's the mitzvah putting up a ma'ake? Ki yipol ha'nofel mimenu. Right? Put up, what do you mean? If somebody is supposed to die, they're going to die. If somebody's not supposed to die, not. The answer is, if somebody puts themselves in a dangerous situation, then the Rabbag says it could be before their, quote, time. Retroactively, we could say, okay, that was their time, because Hashem knows, but ultimately, maybe there are different times a person might have. So that's the Rabbag giving pshat. The Radak also says it, giving pshat on this pasuk. Yerachayim HaKadosh also relates to this idea in Vayeshev. In Vayeshev by the brothers, Vaperek Lamed Zayin Pasuk Chaf Aleph, where it says that they were going to kill Yosef, and it says about Reuven Vayatzileo Miyadam, he saved them, meaning let's throw him in the pit. The question is, if somebody's thrown in the pit with snakes and scorpions, we know that their wife is allowed to get remarried. Right, if we have aegis on that. So, what do you mean they're not killing him? They're throwing him in to snakes and scorpions. What's the difference between that and killing him? Says the Arachayim HaKadosh. Pirish. Lefi Adam Ba'al Bechira Veratzon. A person has Bechira Chavshis. V'yachol, scary line. V'yachol laharog mishalon ischayiv misa. Even if somebody's not chayim misa, if somebody has Bechira Chavshis, they do it. Masha Einkein, chayos ra'os, lo yifku'u ba'adam, im lo yischayim misa, la shamayim. But chayos ra'os won't touch a person, because they don't have Bechira. That's putting it in the hands of Hashem. V'hu amro ba'yatzi leo mi'adam. That's what it means. Mi'ad ha-Bechiri. Let's take him out of our hands. Bechira, let's put him into Hashem's hands. Whatever Hashem wants to do. Ki ha-Bechira tevatel ha-davar ve'in raya im yehargeyu ki sheker tiber. There's no raya that he was lying about his dreams if we kill him, because that could override. But if Hashem kills him, so then that's what the Arachayim says. And again, this is the idea of ma'akeh, as the Sefer HaChinuch writes at length. If you look in mitzvah Tav Kuf Mem Vav in the Chinuch, he says, Mishershi HaMitzvah, Lefish Em Heyos Hashem Baruch Hu Mashgiach B'Prati B'nei Adam, V'Yodea Kol Ma'aseyem, even though Hashem knows everything, V'Chol Hashem Yikra Lohem Tovo Ra, B'Gzei Raso V'Mitzvah, so everything that happens to a person is because Hashem said it, Afal Pikein, Tzarecha Adam L'Shmar Atzmo Min HaMikrim HaNuhugim Ba'Olam. You have to wear a coat when you go outside. You can't do dangerous things. Ki Akel Bara Olamo U'Bina'o Al Yisodos Amudi Atem. Hashem created natural law, and he's not going to change natural law for everybody. V'gazar shetiyah ha'esh sorefes v'hamayim machabin halahava u'kamochin yichayv ateva. If a rock falls on a person, right? If somebody falls off a roof, that's natural. V'u baruch hu chanan gufot b'nei adam v'yipach b'hem nishmas chayim. Ba'alas das, Hashem gave us das to use the rules to guard ourselves from dangerous situations. V'nasan shem nefesh v'guf b'tok al ha'yisodos. And teva, we could overcome teva if we, you know, naturally use our minds not to put ourselves into this situation. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes a dangerous thing happens, you know, even if somebody's not in a dangerous situation. If there's an earthquake, if there's a, Rahman al-San, something else occurs. Somebody's next to a lightning hits. Right? That's terrible. But those are gone. They're from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's this pasuk. Pasuk Yud, Chav Vav Yud, a major pasuk in Tanakh. Right here in Sefer Shmuel, David says, I'm not touching Shaul. Hashem could hit him, right? His day might come, or he could die in war by putting himself into a dangerous situation. And again, he says, Chalil li me Hashem, Mishloach Yadiv Mashiach Hashem. I'm not touching him. So what do? They take his sword and they take his water. Vayikach David takes it. Doesn't say that Avishai took it. So some of the Farshim say maybe he didn't trust Avishai. He thought if he takes the sword, he's going to kill Shaul. So he takes it himself. And then he goes back and he goes onto the other mountain and starts calling. Vayikra David Elohim, Vio Avner Bener, Halotana Avner, Avner, listen up. Who's calling the king? Who's waking the king up? And David says, Halo Ishata, Umi Kamocha Bi Yisrael, you're a great man. Velamalo Shamarta, El Adonech HaMelech, you failed your job. You're supposed to be guarding the king? There was somebody, meaning me, I came, look what I could have done. It's no good. Why? Re'ei, Eichan Is HaMelech Vetzapachas HaMayim, where's the sword, where's the water? Vayakar Shaul is called David Vayomer. Shaul sees and says, Akol Chazeh B'ni David. Again, he says B'ni, and he says David. He says David's name. Remember, at this stage, when he feels bad, he says David's name. He doesn't call him Ben Yishai, and he says B'nei David. Sorry about that. So Shaul recognizes the voice of David and calls him David and says, what's going on? Vayomer, and David again says, Lama ze Adoni Rodei Fachrei Avdo, why are you tracing me? Kimei Asisi, I didn't do anything to you. Vata Yishmana Adoni HaMelech Hasdirei Avdo, listen to me. Am Hashem Hasischa Bi Yarach Mincha Vim Bnei Ha'adam Arurim Heim Lefnei Hashem. And if Hashem, says David, if it's Hashem that's causing you to chase me, then we'll bring a carbon and hopefully that'll prevent things. If it's people trying to convince you, realize, I don't have anything against you. Look what's happening to me. Gershuni hayomi istapech b'nachlas Hashem. I'm forced to leave the nachla of Hashem. Leimar lech avod Elohim achirim. They'll tell me to go worship other gods. These two psukim, this pasuk in pasuk Yotes is chock full. What exactly is this pasuk saying? Let's do the first half of the pasuk. Im Hashem es hischabi, if Hashem is literally seducing you, Chazal tell us in Maseches Brachos Daf Samach Beis, David's punished for that language. Don't call Hashem a seducer. Hasata, he's ne'anash al zeh when it comes to another chait that he violates, which causes terrible consequences. Right? The Musar HaNeviim quotes the Gemara and explains the language of hasata is that Hashem is the source. Hashem's not the source for sin. Shaul is the source for sin. David is the source for sin. Man is the source of sin. David, don't put that one on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Musar HaNeviim. Number one. Number two, why dafka a mincha? David says, if Hashem is behind it, so then we'll bring a karban. So there is an important Hamak Dover, the Netziv, writes in this Perek Beis Halach Pasuk Aleph in Parshas Vayikra, a mincha is brought not for maisim, but for Hashchasas Nefesh Midos. Right, the pasuk says V'nefesh Kisakriv, so what is Nefesh? So Rashi quotes Chazal that it means that Hashem views the Anis Karban Kilu Hikriv Nafsho. The Hamak Dover, the Netziv, is a different shot. He says, no, Nefesh means because it's the soul, it's the inside, it's the Midos. And that's why here, it's not a specific action, but it's the Midos within Shaul HaMelech that causes problems. So David says, maybe that's why it is... would be appropriate to bring a carbon mincha, and there are a couple of other netzivs that he cross references for this idea. But that's what he says, bring a mincha. But then the second half of the pasuk now, where he says, David says, and I have to go serve other gods. Who's telling David to go serve other gods? Elohim achirim. So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Maseches Ksubis. Gemara in Ksubis tells us that anybody who has to leave Eretz Yisrael is ki'ilu oved avodas gililim. Kuf Yudam Abez, La Olam, says the Gemara. Yadur Adam Be'eretz Yisrael, Afilu Be'er Sharuba Ovdi Kachavim. Better to live in Eretz Yisrael, even surrounded by non-Jews. The Al Yadur V'chutz La'aretz, Afilu Be'er Sharuba Yisrael. Don't live in Chutz La'aretz, even if it's a city mostly of Jews. Shekal Adar Be'eretz Yisrael, Doma Kemishi Yishlo Eloa. If anybody lives in Eretz Yisrael, as if they have a God. Shekal Adar V'chutz La'aretz, Doma Kemishi Einlo Eloa. Unbelievable, radical formulation. And then it says, "Kaladar b'chutz laaretz ki lo'ovid avodas kochavim." V'chein b'David omer ki gershuni ayom. Quoting our pasuk, "Meisavech b'nachlas Hashem." What do you mean? Who's telling him to serve other gods? Says Chazal. Rashi quotes it here. If anybody is going out of Eretz Yisrael, which David was about to be forced to go to, so it's ki'ilu oved avodas gililim. Rashi does add in two words, which are very, very unusual, but maybe it's Rashi l'shitaso. Hayotze me Eretz Yisrael l'chutz laretz bizman habayis ki'ilu oved avodas gililim. The Gemara doesn't have those two words, Bizman HaBayis. Rashi puts them in. Is Rashi alluding to the fact that maybe the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael is not eternal? Is Rashi saying that? Maybe. The Ramban quotes this Gemara in his famous comments in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Dalet. The Ramban, for some mysterious reason, does not count the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Rov Achronim assume that he should care. He does hold of it being Daraisa because there are many other halachas that are dependent on it that he quotes. And it must be based on, you know, some counting technical problem. The Megillas Esther, though, one of the early commentaries on the Ramban, says, no, maybe he doesn't think it's a mitzvah Bizman Hazeh. And this was the Satmar Rebbe made this Megillas Esther very famous. So maybe this Rashi could be connected to that also. But the Ramban, in his discussion of this mitzvah, we are told to live there, to drive out the other nations, not to leave it for others, don't leave it desolate, quoting the pasuk in the end of Sefer Bamidbar. But this is this Ramban, like David Amel, the pashtus of the pasuk, of not just Bizman HaBayis, there was no bias yet. Right? There was no Beis HaMikdash yet. Right? There was the Aron was in one place, it was a Hefter Bamis at this time. So that's what David says. How are you doing this to me? And Shaul answers, "Vayomer Shaul, chatasi, I have sinned." And again, when she, this first time he said this since way back, remember by Amalek, took him three times to say this. It's the Am's fault. I sinned because, and finally, I sinned. And that's what he says. Shuv bini David kilo ara lachaot. I won't do anything to you. No more. David is not trusting him anymore. David says, but okay, he screams out and says, I'm leaving the sword here. You can have somebody take it, but I am leaving. Vayomer Shaul David, Baruch atah bini David. Shaul gives him a bracha. As we'll see, if they meet each other ever again, we will see if this is the meeting where Shaul gives David a bracha. Gam aso taseh v'gam yachol tuchal. You could do it, says Shaul. Vayelch David l'darko. David goes to his way, v'Shaul shavlim kamo. Shaul returns to his mako. The Meshech Chachma writes in Parshas Vayetze, when Lavan and Yaakov part ways, it says a similar pasuk. Vayeshev, vayashev Lavan limkomo, v'Yaakov halach l'darko. Right, same lashon that David and Yaakov darko, and Lavan and Shaul limkomo. Says the Meshech Chachma, this is a rank on David, on Lavan. Kimishiyesh lo ish kadosh ki Yaakov. If you're in the presence of Yaakov and you go back to what you were before him, you weren't mushba from him. Crazy, but Lavan wasn't affected. Vayeshev Lavan limkomo. V'kasher halach Yaakov shav Lavan limkomo harishon. Haydu matzavo harab amit b'deos ubamidos ramai va'ohev mamon. Yaakov went on lidarko. That's exactly the same lashon here. Rabbi Yelch David lidarko. David went on his way. He kept going up and up. V'shol shav limkomo. And Shol returned to his spot. He wasn't affected by the whole events between him and David. Now two times, the Rinas Yitzchak puts this Meshech Chachma on this pasuk. So we have David and Shaul parting ways once again. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time we'll continue with the stories of Shaul and David.